How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
You know, it was dark yesterday at about 5 p.m.
I know, yeah. I do like it. I can't.
I do too.
It's just this lovely kind of wintry buzz. When it's not, when it's lashing, obviously, but just when it's got this, those cozy evenings are lovely.
I get pure giddy. I do.
Proper Christmassy.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that stupid word until.
You said it, not me.
I played a Christmas song on radio last weekend.
Did you?
On Saturday. So I do a show on Today FM, which are part of the family.
That's right.
At about 20 past four, Band-Aid pops up. Now, I was told by the boss,
I love it.
We're going to start dropping in a Christmas song, one a show. So every 3 or 4 hours, one will pop up.
Okay.
And the show before me, Ben, who was on, he's on from 11 until 2.
Okay.
And he played a Christmas song at about 1:30. And you would want to see the abuse that came in.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, horrific stuff. Like, you know, you can be angry at Christmas songs, but Christmas songs, they're supposed to bring a bit of love into your life.
They are, of course.
A bit of joy.
And what do they do when they go into the shops? They just start tearing the place apart because there's Christmas stuff around.
Start kicking over the briquettes and whatnot.
Do you know what I mean? Start opening all the quality streets and emptying them everywhere.
Breaking fish fingers over their head.
Yeah, listen.
Jesus, you can't be affected that much by Christmas
music.
No,
you can't. No, you can't. Yeah. And if you are, just, you know, turn it down.
So I did the whole thing. I said, listen, I'm after reading a load of Ben's texts here over the Christmas abuse. I said, I'm not taking any of this,
well
lads.
Well done.
I'm not taking it.
You set it up like that.
I'm playing Band-Aid and you can shove it up your Christmas gansy. Whether you like
it. You're dead right.
And no abuse came in, just lots of love for Band-Aid.
Well, there you go,
This is the thing that I don't understand, and it never happens in here. I genuinely, since we started the show, there hasn't been one really... There's been a few crankies given out about a song or two.
Well, there's a load given out about you, but I just never show you.
Oh, gee, oh, that's okay. That's good. You're much, much better to protect me.
No, I'm really joking. We're lucky.
Genuinely, you don't. Because the thing I don't understand is people sending abuse into stations.
Yeah.
You're on WhatsApp. I can see your photo. And you've probably entered a competition to win a calf or
something
a few months ago.
Yeah. There's you no getting away from that, yeah.
But your name and address is probably on the system, so, you know.
But generally, Cork people are nice. They have nice manners.
Until you wind them up.
Oh, really?
Oh, Jesus. Right. Don't mess with a Cork person.
Right, so. I know, yeah.
Tie you up into
I don't know why
match.
I'm acting like I don't know what you're talking about.
You, of course you do.
21 years. Yeah,
you know the drill. Anyway, the question is, who gets to play the first Christmas song here and when is it happening?
Isn't it Neil? I thought that was like the Holy Grail is Neil. And doesn't he get really odd if someone else pips him to the post?
I know.
You're dying to, aren't you?
It's not.
Like an itch you want to scratch, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No, exactly. But no, I think he's the Father Christmas. Are you up to? KC has a cheeky look on his face. He's up to something here now.
I'm not doing anything.
Yes, you are.
I am not doing anything.
Okay.
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 I'm not doing a single thing.
God.
And look it. I can't. I genuinely can't do it to him.
Can't.
He lives for this.
I know he does.
It's the biggest moment of the year for Brendan.
Yeah,
I can't do it to him.
Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Chains and whips excite me.
That's what she just said.
Have you just heard that now?
I've only just figured that out. By the way, sometimes you're listening to a song for years, you don't really listen to the words.
Did she really say that?
She did. Chips
and curry excite me. 6:30 in the morning. I was about to play a Christmas song and then I decided, you know what? No, I'm going to be respectful.
I'm going to
leave it to Jimmy the Lock, a.k.a. Prendeville. Prendeville gets to play the very first Christmas song in the station.
He loves that.
You know, and I'm just going to wait till Neil does it.
Yeah.
You're some chicken Casey. Play this song, will you? It's Christmas, boy.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
You are right. I have a lucky dip of stuff here that you can get to.
Choose what you want to hear about first. Will I tell you who we've got?
What's Roy Keane up to?
Oh, I haven't got anything about Roy. Oh, I have.
You have?
I have.
Keane's been talking about the fireworks,
right?
That's right.
Yeah. He's not a fan, is he?
He wants to ban Bonfire Night and Guy Fawkes Night over in the UK.
Yeah.
For the sole reason of the way that it affects pets, particularly, he's a huge doggy fan.
He is, yeah.
I mean, you've seen him for 20 years going down to the guide dogs. And even one of the most famous dogs in the world was the late Triggs.
Yes,
wasn't it?
Right.
He's his beautiful Labrador that passed away a few years ago. But he still has a load of dogs at home. He walks them every day.
Yeah.
But obviously the fireworks and the bangers and everything going off drives dogs insane. They're petrified.
Does it
when
happen
they hear
to
them.
Your dogs?
Do you know what? My lads are grand. Like it didn't. There wasn't really that many bangers going off in our area. There wasn't really any fireworks or anything. But I'm sure. Okay. Look, it'll scare. They don't know what's going on.
No, they don't. They do get very. They get terrified.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's kind of calling for. He was talking about it actually on the Sky Sports with the lads the other day. He was just talking about the things that really annoy him, but fireworks makes the list. Have a listen.
Three most overrated things in life. Listen to this: parties, smiling.
What are you talking?
And fireworks. The point is,
bro, I'm not having smiling and fireworks.
No smiling. I'm telling you.
Have none of it. he just said, listen, they think they should go. They're not going to go.
They're not going to go because people love them, unfortunately. Yeah, and I mean, obviously, it's November the 5th. You see, that's when they celebrate it across the road, across the pond. So they've only just had that. Do you want to hear about Robbie Williams?
Robbie Williams
flew into Dublin yesterday. He says he's coming home.
Coming home?
I'm coming home.
They do this at the press conference.
Why do they do this?
There's something about the Irish crowd. There's something about you.
There's something
you're
about
so
you.
Unique.
Yeah.
You're so unique, $89.99 for the front seats. You're so enthusiastic, €147 for the back seats. You're so, you just, like, you're present in the music, €270 for the VIP package to meet Robbie. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it is when they're
spouting that, there's little speech bubbles.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's going to play. He's going to play Croke Park anyway next August the 23rd, and he flew into Dublin yesterday for a press conference. Have a listen.
And for somebody who is a professional attention seeker, you know, I seek attention for my profession. I need it to facilitate all my creative endeavours. It was terrifying. And I got a profound gratitude for my place in life that day. And I'm like, no, I've got all of these things that I want to do. I'm still incredibly ambitious. There's still so much to achieve. There is still so many wonderful experiences like I'm about to have next year to have an attack. And without, you know, the fame, which in itself can be a mental illness too, you know, none of this is possible. And I have also, at contender age of 50, just started to absolutely love my life and be grateful for the gift that has been bestowed on me. So, I'm choosing fame.
Yeah, fair play.
Sorry, the audio's a bit choppy. It's from a press conference. That was one of the reporters recording it. But yeah, he sounds like he's really happy to get back to it, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's in a great relationship, happily married, kids are happy. Yeah. He seems to be in a really good mental place because off the back. Well, if you've seen the documentary, you know what a mess he was for a long time.
Did you see that?
I thought it was very good.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good watch.
Well, he was very young, wasn't he, when he first got into fame, so I suppose that was an awful lot to do with it as well.
Yeah.
Have you got time for any more?
Do you know what? Dua Lipa's waiting here looking at her watch.
Go on, Dua.
She's like, come on, I have to think. Okay, Dua, I apologise. Take it away. I've been known to miss a red
flag. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Loving that tune. So is everyone else on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Who's singing that, please? Says Norma. Norma, that is Gigi Perez.
Yeah, it's a great song.
First I've heard of him. It's called Sailor Song. And new music that you're loving. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with a musical icon who I had the pleasure of seeing at the Marquee once upon a time. His name is Neil Young.
Oh, he's so good.
Neil Young is 79 today.
Is he?
Wow. And he did this mad thing at his gig where during the gig he had like an art easel on stage, and in between kind of
different members of the band doing their instrumental bits. He'd go and he'd paint something.
Oh, I love that.
And at the end of the gig, he had a painting done.
Oh, I love that.
And I don't know if he handed it out to anybody, but did anybody get Neil Young's?
Does he do it every time?
I don't know if it's a regular thing, but I just thought it was pretty unique, pretty Neil Youngish. You celebrate with Ryan Gosling, who's 44, and Anne Hathaway is 42 today. 5 days until I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here is back on your telly box. Black Friday's in 17 days, even though every Black Friday sale is already started, yeah, from what I can see. And you've got the Strictly Come Dancing final in 32 days, and there's 43 sleeps until Crimbo. And today is World Pneumonia Day. Rock and roll.
Right.
Yeah, it's a day to highlight, I suppose, the amount of people that have passed away from this horrible condition. And all the good work they're trying to do to get rid of pneumonia.
It's also National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day.
Say that again.
It's National Pizza with the Works
Except
Anchovies Day.
All right, I'm on board with that one.
Who came up with that?
Who puts fish in a pizza?
I know, yeah, true.
Other things that are happening in the world today. Yes, Premier League referee is making all kinds of headlines. He's been suspended after a video showing him making derogatory comments about Liverpool, saying that they were SH1T and that Jurgen Klopp was a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
He was caught on video. And this is a ref that has been, in a good few games, has had some really dodgy VAR decisions, not just for Liverpool, but lots of other matches, yeah, as well. So he's been suspended because what's he doing this on camera? What are you at, lad? Here's the audio.
What did you think of the Liverpool game earlier when you were fourth official?
Liverpool.
What do you think of Jurgen Klopp?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fella having some kind of a breakdown. Why would you do that to a TV camera?
This is your man was holding a camera to his face, but then at the end of the clip, he says, "Whatever you do, this clip doesn't go anywhere."
But, like, he should have known
what
that
are
it
you
would.
Doing, you donkey? Anyway, he's probably going to get the old sack because you can't, you have to be impartial if you're a ref.
Absolutely.
You can have your opinions, surely, but you don't put them on camera.
Yeah.
A naked man was found staying under the floorboards of a 93-year-old's home, potentially for 6 months. Family reported strange noises when they called police, who found the naked man staying in a small space under the woman's home.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
A naked man has been caught by police allegedly living there for free. In Los Angeles, police said they spent hours trying to get coax him out from under the house. And he said, "No, it's my home." They heard weird noises, but he'd been living there for weeks. And the naked thing came about because he sleeps naked. So he just happened to have his clothes off.
I've got so many questions.
Homeless man, found a little cozy place to live. And
why has he got no clothes on again?
Because he sleeps in the nude. It's quite warm. It's Los Angeles. 27-year-old man refused to leave, even as police used dogs and 2 rounds of gas to get him out of there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so anyway, he wasn't scared of the dogs. But the gas didn't finish him, didn't flush him out either.
Wow.
So they had to pull him out by the ankles.
Wow.
Anyway, it's the old crazy world we're living in. Robbie Williams is coming to Croke Park on Saturday, 23rd of August. If you want to go, Elbow will be the warm-up act.
I'm surprised at that.
Elbow and Robbie.
Yeah.
That's a good night out.
It's an interesting one.
I would go for Elbow alone.
So would I.
Amazing.
Saw them at the Marquee, one of the best gigs I've ever been to.
Incredible. Roy Keane, again, as we mentioned earlier on, has come out saying that he wants fireworks banned.
Yeah.
And a lot of people text in about this morning saying they agree with Roy. Their dogs, you know, roundabout bonfires night or Halloween, their dogs, somebody's dog went missing for 6 months and came back after fireworks. Somebody's dog up the north side, they were telling us, sorry, I've lost your message, but thanks for that. Would you bring, I know you don't have a dog and we're trying to get you one. Would you bring your dog to see Santa?
Would you?
I don't know. It's very cute.
It is very cute.
And there's a thing called Santa Paws.
You see, that's cute.
Which a pet shop down on my way, down Carrigaline, Pet Essentials do this thing every year where you bring your dog in and you get a photo with Santa.
I bet you loads of people go to do it.
It sells out every year.
Yeah. See you tonight.
Good morning, gang. Kelly, there is a show that we grew up with that you may be familiar with, but if you're not, I think you might have missed possibly the greatest television show of all time.
Yes.
And they're bringing it back. Have you any idea what this is, Kelly?
Hey.
I don't think so.
It's the greatest game show of all time. Would we agree?
Absolutely.
It's called Bullseye. It was a darts game that started in the late 80s and continued into the 90s. Jim Bowen was the presenter, who sadly passed away a few years ago. Everybody wore beige.
They did.
Everybody was in kind of beige clothing. you had to throw darts at a board and answer questions, and then at the end of it, you won a speedboat.
Yeah, or a caravan. Now,
several people who have worked on Bullseye, if you're familiar with Bullseye from back in the day, have clearly stated that on the show,
yeah.
All right, what they used to do is they'd have a star prize behind the curtain, and there was about seven lads, and their job was to push the prize out onto the set. And what they used to do was, if there was a, in the final, if somebody lost behind, like for the main prize, they might have a kitchen unit or something worth 500 quid. But if somebody lost, they pushed that out of the way and brought out the speedboat, going, "Look, here's what you could have won.
Here's what you could have won."
That's right. Yeah, but this is what you won. Yeah.
And everybody got a tanker full of money and darts at the end of it. I mean,
classic.
Simpler times, really.
A classic TV, lads.
And it's coming back.
It's coming it back. Is.
That's exciting.
Freddie Flintoff is at the helm.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a revival years ago with Dave Spikey, which wasn't as good.
Oh, was there?
But Freddie Flintoff, yeah, it could be good.
You see, this is, and do you know who else is in? Luke Littler is part of it as well, isn't he? Yeah,
he is,
so he's going to be, I don't know, will he be part of the whole show, but he'll be part of the opening show. But I just thought I'd share that with you.
And the good news is... They're bringing back the speedboat.
Yes. Two lads that live in a flat in the middle of Middlesbrough. What are we going to do with this thing? Up and done deal. Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. We're doing dad gags this morning.
Okay.
I'm not too confident, but I'll see what I have lined up and ready to go for you. First of all, will we start with a listener's dad gag?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go for it and see what we got. 0868104106 if you want to join dad gags this morning. Let's go to Slieveochras.
I'm going down Slieveochras Hill there on Sunday morning going to mass, and I met a five-legged woman coming up against me. Reckon that I never saw a five-legged woman before, and she was crying. I said to her, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Haven't you a fine pair of legs, and a leg?" And she says to me, "I can never get shoes to match." I said to her, "Sure, it could be worse. Your knickers must fit you like a glove, eh?"
Take it away, Rory.
Oh, good God, how do you follow that?
I know, like? Come on, Rory.
All right, what has five toes but isn't your foot?
Don't know.
My foot.
Your foot. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go into the bathroom? Because the P is silent. Pterodactyl is spelt with a P.
Yes,
My wife started putting a miniature Sylvester Stallone doll in the middle of our bed a few months ago. Things have been a little rocky between us ever since.
Oh man. Never, ever, ever date a zookeeper. Turns out they're all cheetahs.
He's a terrible lad.
Aren't they?
Yeah, go on.
Lads, I think I'm addicted to cheddar cheese. Don't worry, it's only mild.
My wife is really worried about me. I keep randomly shouting out, "Broccoli! Cauliflower!" I think I might have florets.
That's brilliant.
My wife asked me if I wanted to go for a walk in the park. I said, "That sounds easy enough."
One more time.
My wife.
How many wives have you got, man? Four wives?
One too many. And my wife asked me if I wanted to go for a walk in the park. I thought, that sounds easy enough.
What am I missing?
If something's a walk in the park, it's easy.
You know.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Stop the world and let me off. Sorry, man. You're getting the full Declan Ernie this morning. I'm tired of going round and round. All right. Working at the job centre has to be a really tense job, lads. I mean, knowing that if you get fired, you still have to come into work the next day.
I said to my friend, "You have a bachelor's, a master's and a PhD, but you still act like an idiot." It was a third degree burn.
My dad suggested I register for a donor card. I mean, he's a man after my own heart.
Oh! Did I ever mention my Uncle Nikolai?
No.
He's Russian. He runs a potato farm near Moscow, so we call him Sputnik.
I just deleted all the German names off my phone. It's now hands-free.
Yes! All I learned in boarding school was how to get on a plane.
Yeah.
Boarding school.
Finally for me, I heard a rumour that Cadbury's is working on an oriental chocolate bar. No, this could just be a Chinese whisper.
Oh,
Final gag to Rory.
What's blue and not very heavy?
Blue and not very heavy? Go on.
Light blue.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Let's have a chat to Eric and get him 1,000 euro. Morning, Eric. How's things?
Jesse, I hit the correct, you know, it's Derek.
It's Derek.
It's Derek. I've actually put Derek on the screen and everything, and he still said it wrong.
It was the London accent. Is Eric along too?
I said Derek.
I'm sorry, Derek.
I said Derek, not Eric.
Oh, please.
All right, just.
By the way, he hasn't stopped giggling since I got him on the phone.
Are you on the funny stuff this morning,
he's
buddy?
He's on the laughing gas or something.
No, I only finished work. I have six, and I haven't done today. I haven't got to bed yet. This is sleep. This might be sleep, delirium, and fear.
It might be a bad dream, Derek.
Derek, listen, the delirium and fear is going to turn into a 1,000 euro now if you just get over the line here, buddy. All right? All right, let's go.
Okay.
Derek, let's go for it.
He's just laughing. Okay.
Are you okay to go now, kids? Compose yourself.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Derek, who's Homer's wife in The Simpsons?
Marge.
And question 2, which of these is a movie, Police Academy or Police Hat?
Police Academy.
Question number 3, where would you find the London Eye?
In London.
Question 4, what Irish actor plays the Penguin?
Colin Farrell.
Is correct. Question 5, Sabrina Carpenter, what age is she, 21 or 25?
25.
Who starred with Paul Mescal in Normal People? So can he name the lady that starred alongside him?
Oh, no.
Think of a flower.
Think of a flower. Just give me the flower.
Think of a flower.
Daisy.
Question number 7. Molly Malone is a song connected to what city?
Dublin.
What day is Christmas Day this year?
It's a Thursday.
Question number 9. The new Paddington movie. What country is Paddington in?
Peru.
Question number 10. Gary Lightbody is the lead singer with what band? Quickly.
Do you know what, Derek? For someone who's had no sleep, you did all right.
Not too bad at all, Derek.
I would have done a lot worse than that if I'd had no sleep, I can tell you. He's still laughing.
Still going for it. Marriage is correct. Police Academy, London Eye is correct. Colin Farrell, Sabrina's 25. Normal People, Daisy Edgar Jones will take Daisy. Molly Malone is about Dublin. Christmas Day is Wednesday this year, isn't
it?
It is a Wednesday. I need to double check that. I'm pretty sure it's a Wednesday. And Peru is right. That's where Paddington is. And Gary Lightbody is the lead singer with?
Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol, yeah.
Snow Patrol.
Well done, Derek.
Derek, go back. Go to, for the love of God, go to bed, man, before you laugh yourself in over a ditch.
I can't. Hang on a minute. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello, who's that? What's your name?
Yes.
Oh, Darcy.
Hi,
hello, Darcy.
Darcy, is your daddy crazy?
Yes.
Does he ever stop laughing?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Yes, you should think about that.
Well, listen, lovely to meet you, and thanks for listening to Red FM in the morning. Have a lovely day, Darcy, okay? Bye-bye. Cheers,
bye.
Guys. By the way, Derek, you have a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll get
you on
another morning. Well done, man. Take it easy. Cheers.
Well
good
well
luck.
Done.
Bye.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Time. Red FM.
Okay, Robbie Williams held a press conference yesterday in Croke Park. He says he's coming home.
He's coming home. They do that coming home thing. But he did say in the presser I seen yesterday, and I think there is a little bit of legitimate, genuine, truth in this. But he said he grew up feeling very Irish. And he said he's always had this attraction to the country. He's been over here so many times. It does sound like one of those kind of press release type things to sell tickets and everything, but he genuinely loves it over here. I mean, look, he's done Slane.
He's done a lot.
Hasn't he done Croke Park a couple of times already, over the years?
He's playing Croke Park next August the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say tickets go on sale this Friday?
Friday, I believe,
This Friday, so if you want those... get a hold of those as quick as you can. Barry Keoghan's been talking on American TV about sharing a house with Colin Farrell. This, of course, was while they were filming Banshees. Have a listen to this. It's very funny.
So did you live with him on set of Banshees?
Yeah, on Banshees, yeah. And
did he like you as a roommate? Nah.
Yeah.
He actually put me upstairs, you know, in the bold room.
And wait, so he wouldn't even let
It wasn't called the bold room, by the way. It was just, yeah. I was upstairs, you know.
You were upstairs. So he's. It seems like he maybe got the place first.
Yeah.
Because he was allowed.
And they were like, will you look out the bar? You worked with him before. And he was like, yeah.
In the Golden Globes, he basically called you out for eating a cereal.
Raccoon. He called me a raccoon.
He called you a raccoon?
Yeah. He said, what did he say? He said, you know, because I like crunchy, you know, I like anything,
yeah.
Basically, at 3 a.m. So I go down and I eat the cereal, and he said, you know, in the morning you come down and it'd be like there was a raccoon went through the kitchen. He'd be like, you know, the plastic be back in the box and the milk be dripping and... But yeah.
So you would both eat his cereal and then just leave evidence trail.
Yeah, just forget to put the milk back in.
Oh, he'd be a brutal roommate. The bold room thing is hilarious.
And raccoons up in Ackle and Mayo is even more hilarious. I don't think you'd find many of those lads up there.
True, but the bold thing, the bold room, or being bold, is a real Irish thing.
Is it?
It's a real Irish
thing. The bold step and is sent to the naughty room and the bold room.
My mum has heard me saying that to my boys before, and she's like, "What's bold? What's the bold? What's the bold step?"
Do you not use the term bold for misbehaving over in the UK?
I've lived in quite a few countries. This is the only country I've ever heard the word bold used in.
Because bold would mean to be sort of arrogant and brave and kind of, you know, he's got a bold personality.
Oh, yeah, it would be, yeah.
And when did it become like, you know...
I don't know, because it means naughty, doesn't it?
Well, it has various meanings over here by the looks of it, but yeah. We have the old bold step, not that any of the kids ever listen.
We had one as well. Mine didn't either. But that's a funny clip. I tell you what, I wouldn't last 2 seconds living with Barry Keoghan if he was at that in the middle of the night anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Colin Rooney is about to hit our screens. She's become the highest paid member of the new series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which starts on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
She's been speaking to Fern Cotton on the podcast Happy Place about the ups and downs of being married to Wayne.
The ups and downs.
Yeah.
All his ups and downs.
Yeah.
Might and have to get, you know, you could draw a line under and say, you know, this is... But with me and Wayne, you know, I've always said there was always love still there. So why throw it away when you can work at it? If you work at it and it doesn't work, then, you know, forget about it then and, you know, go your own separate ways. But there's always been love. There's always been, you know, we've never wanted to part, but situations are set in where it could have happened and, you know, we mightn't have got through it, but we have. And that's the way, you know, I've got to look at it.
I send him uptown for a can of Coke and a chicken curry. And he comes back with two grannies.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. The new series Dune Prophecy is coming this November 18th with Now.
I better talk to somebody and play our little game here, Victoria, will we? Let's go. Okay, so we're sending you to London. I want to get you over to London for two people. Transfers, flight, accommodation in a 4-star hotel, bar, nibbles and cocktails, £200 to spend at a spy-themed bar in London. I have given you two truths and one lie, of which I've asked you to suggest which one is the lie. Who have you got there, Vic?
I've got Kimmy in Yall.
Hello, Kimmy.
Hello, how are you?
Morning, y'all. Morning, Kimmy. How are we doing today?
Morning, y'all.
Morning, y'all. Good. Hope y'all keeping well. Okay, so I've given you two truths and one lie, okay? And I'll just run over these again, Kimmy, and see what you think. So, my three scenarios, one of them is a lie. When Ray Darcy left the Den in 1998, I auditioned for the job, got down to the last three, or I was that close to getting the gig. But it was given to a lad called Damien McCall, who was replaced later by Francis Boylan. Scenario number two, I tried to open my own fried chicken restaurant called Keith's Fried Chicken, but KFC threatened legal action and we had to abandon ship. And number three, my friend Ben plays the trumpet in Robbie Williams' band. So a buddy of mine, Ben Edwards, is a trumpet player for Robbie Williams. Which one is the lie?
It's definitely the KFC one. It has to be.
Why would it be?
Because KFC is too big and, you know, the Colonel wouldn't mind.
You know what? I think that's a good guess. Is it? Is it right?
Yeah, you're on the ball.
Yay! Yay!
Good on you, Kimmy. Yeah, that was the lie. Absolute spoofer. Imagine having your own chicken restaurant, though. Seriously.
Oh, that would be lovely, but we'd be really fat.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'd take good care of you, Kim. Kim, you've got 6 months now membership, okay, for all of the streaming, perfect, for all of the shows that are on now. You're in the draw for Friday for a trip to London Town. Yeah. So the very best of luck.
Well done, Kimmy.
Thank you so much. Have a good morning, lads.
Have a lovely day, Kim. Too. See you later on.
Thanks.
Take care. Mind yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Kim. Did I get a little hint of an American accent there from Kimmy?
I'd say so, yeah. Or Canadian.
Well, they're very posh down in y'all.
Yes.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks, everyone else. Yeah, that was the lie. The other two were truths. Yeah. I wonder, will Ben sort his out for a couple of
years? So that's your mate in Robbie Williams' band?
Yeah, Ben Edwards, trumpet player. He's been with Robbie for about 10 years.
Get him to come in here and do a bit of trumpeting. Aww. Yeah.
Get the old trombone out. Yeah. You have one of them in the attic, don't you?
Yeah.
Two Truths, One Lie will continue tomorrow with thanks to Now. Remember, Day of the Jackal is on now with Eddie Redmayne bringing his international classic to life. You're going to love it. It's ready for you to watch right now, and it's from the 1971 original Thriller with Frederick Forsyth, the writer of that original. But it's on now for you to watch now. It is 5 minutes to 8 o'clock.
My name is Jeff.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.